Our guest on FFA today is Kelly Keller, an FFA advisor from South Dakota. First off, Kelly, welcome to the show and tell us about your chapter and where you're from.
Well, thank you, and it's an honor for me to be visiting with you today. I teach in a little town called Arlington, South Dakota. This is my ninth year. My chapter is a little on the smaller side. We have about 40 students. We have what we call a service learning night every month where the students get together and we do some type of community service project. They enjoy those. We attend career development events where the students compete in various CDEs. And we've had some success there. Haven't quite made it to nationals, but we've been very close, and the students have been very successful in the National Chapter Award. We've been a 3-star ranking at the state and national level for the last several years. And so we might be a small chapter, but the students are very active and very involved within the chapter, within the school, and even in the community.
Well, you've got some success of your own to talk about, being the ACTE Carl Perkins Community Service Award. Tell us about that.
Well, to be perfectly honest, that award would not be possible without my students and supportive community. The students are kind of the driving force for it. They love being involved in the community and making it a better place to live. And they really enjoy participating in those service learning nights that I was telling you about. We do anything from picking road ditches, going up to the nursing home and playing bingo, to landscaping the park, cleaning up the trees in town, the down branches. We've also been involved with the chamber in painting a house for a veteran who had suffered a stroke and couldn't financially or physically fix his house up, and so the chamber got us involved in what they call Paint South Dakota. And so through a grant, we were able to secure funds and provide workers through the FFA chapter and then the community to come together as a whole and really provide a service for this gentleman who wasn't able to. So without a very supportive community and very active students, this award would really not be possible. It's more the ideas of things that we can do to make our community a better place to live. And then the students getting excited and wanting to do what they can to make Arlington a cute little town down the road from Brookings, which is a bigger city. And so it gives us a place on the map.
Well, there's nothing wrong, though, with being from a cute little town.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, I like being able to go uptown and see the small businesses and see the people in the community and know who they are. You know, when you go to the bigger towns, you know, a lot of times you don't see somebody you know. I can't go anywhere without being caught in a conversation, and it takes me 20 minutes to get a loaf of bread because you run into everybody you know and everybody wants to visit and see how you're doing. And I grew up in that type of atmosphere, and so I'm very proud to continue that on in Arlington.
Well, what about the students? What do they take away from this atmosphere filled with volunteer work?
I think the students understand and take pride in our town by being involved. When we go up to the nursing home, I have a few students that are a little hesitant at times because they say elderly people make them uncomfortable. And I say, well, someday that will be you. And you'll like it when somebody comes to visit with you and play bingo and help you read your card and say the numbers as loud as you can and you feel like you're yelling at them. But once they get to meet these individuals and see where they're coming from and learn more about them, they really start to take great ownership in knowing that they've made an impact on somebody's day. And seeing people in the community visiting with the students about their hard work. You know, it's not fun to put in a landscape when it's 100 plus degrees out, but when you have the elderly women in the community see you out there and bring you popsicles and tell you what a great job you've done and how beautiful it is, they really start to see the impact that they make. And that impact then hopefully carries on to them in their future when they're grown up and they have children of their own or living in a community, so that they'll take an active role and do what they can to make it a great place.
And being their advisor, I'm sure you've seen that come full circle a few times.
I have. growing up in Lemon, South Dakota, my mother was very adamant that we should be involved in organizations. And so at a young age, I was involved with 4-H. And I really didn't like picking road ditches. And I could come up with about any excuse possible. And my mother never let it slide. We always had to go. And there was one particular occasion that really changed my perspective about it. We were picking road ditches, and we found a wallet. And the wallet was a driver's license, major credit card, social security card, and a chunk of cash. And we were pretty excited we found this wallet. And my mother explained to us that, you know, we have to turn it in. And we're like, well, of course. And so in mailing it to the gentleman, he was so ecstatic about it, he gave us a donation for our good deed. And before, picking road ditches was disgusting and not something anybody likes to do. But after that, I realized that if we wouldn't have picked those road ditches, that gentleman would have never found his wallet. I mean, by that point, he had gotten a new wallet and new driver's license and things like that. But everything from the pictures in his wallet can't necessarily be replaced. And so that impact made me see that, you know, although it's not the funnest job in the world, without it, that gentleman wouldn't have had his wallet. And so that impacted me and made me realize that, you know, there aren't a lot of things that I can do, but I can do little things. And sometimes the little things are what matter most.
Well, what a great story. Thanks for sharing it again, and congratulations on that award.
Well, thank you very much. Like I said, I'm very honored and blessed to have such a great group of students to work with, and they might drive me nuts some days, but they are wonderful.
That's Kelly Keller, an FFA advisor from South Dakota and a recent recipient of the ACTE Carl Perkins Community Service Award, our guest on FFA Today.